You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
But right now, Mike, you know, you wonder when you watch shows, wonder if they really as cool as they seem to be.
Right.
And these two guys are absolutely as cool as their show is. And if you're not familiar with it, here's the deal, guys. We love the A. It's all about representing the ATL. And these two gentlemen not only did it professionally for a long time, but now they're doing it through another medium, and that's television. Their new show, ATL Homicide, on TV One.
Right, and join us live in studio, former detectives for the APD. It's David Quinn, Vince Velasquez, live in studio. How you guys doing?
Good, good. Thank you for having us.
Now, we were joking around just off the air. Why do you even have to have actors playing you guys? Because it's not like you guys are in your 70s or anything, right? You just recently retired.
You know, okay, so I don't know that I could do as good a job as our guys did. David and I, you know, we have a lot of patience to work cases, but I don't know if we have a lot of patience to act out all the things
tight,
that they...
We need some young skin on this game. Yeah.
Like, if they said cut, we'd probably leave.
Yeah, no doubt.
Well, listen, and the show, but guys, if you're not familiar, again, this is based on real cases that these dudes solved, and the show kind of, you know, every hour, every show is about an hour long, but it showcases how this whole thing played out, and... Listen, this is not just, you know, who did it. All right, this is how it happened. There's some crazy twists that have happened to some of these cases. I mean, obviously, you guys, you lived it. This is real life. So, sure. I mean, as I'm watching it, it's playing out in my head like, wow, I would have never thought that. Obviously, there are a few cases that stand out in this. What can you talk about this season?
You know, this season is 12 episodes, and next Monday on August 13th will be episode 6. Mm-hmm. And these cases, every one of them, all the victims, no matter where they were from, we worked the cases the same way they're portrayed. They mattered. And that's one thing that was important to David and I, to make sure that when we, you know, it's not a portrayal of us. It's more so a portrayal and a, representation of these victims. And, you know, and Dave can chime in a little bit on, you know, how we got down and how we met and how we worked.
Well, what we do, our thing was all about love for the families. Mm-hmm. The families that get left behind. So when we came to the homicide unit in the year 2000, we made detective one day. The next day, they sent us to the homicide unit. Me and this cat, I see the brown brother over to my right. I'm like, yo, man, we need to get with this. These old cats don't know what's up. We loved them, but the bottom line was we smelled something different. We had to go out in these streets, embrace our community. And what we found out when we got out there, people love the way we incorporated the whole community into solving of the case. I'm going to tell you something. We're going to have an episode on Monday night, 10 o'clock, 9 central on TV One. There's a case where we actually have the brother. He asked to go out and work the case the first 24 hours. We let him go do it.
Whenever
what?
You heard that
we
happen.
Let him go do it.
We baptized him, basically, said, hey, listen, if we got nothing right now.
We
got
nothing.
No clues, nothing. So if you're saying you can go out and get us some information, do it.
Wow.
The old cats, at first, they were like, who are these young bucks? It was the year 2000, the millennial. Who are these kids coming in here telling us what's up? We love them, and we showed them it's all about the community and the protection of our witnesses. Witness cultivation is so important. You can't put folks on blast. Mm-hmm. They want the bad people out of the neighborhood. That's a misnomer about the no snitching.
Everybody wants to be safe.
Everybody wants their mama to walk in the store and get a loaf of bread.
You know, whether you pay taxes or you getting money on the government dole, it doesn't matter. You deserve to be safe. And I'll tell you a story that a lot of people don't know. It won't show in this series. Homicide detectives aren't usually promoted to homicide. Usually you go to burglary, you go to auto theft, you go somewhere else and you work your way up. We thought they made a mistake when they handed us these gold shields in 2000. I thought I was getting pranked. Like, I'm thinking, okay, this is a funny joke, right? Am I really promoted yet? I'm like, wait a minute, I'm going to homicide.
Day watch.
This guy right here, we are working with the veterans. We're working with the legends of homicide. Mm-hmm. And we, you know, and of course, we're the new guys on the block, and you would have thought we had the plague. You couldn't get near us because people are like, oh, my God, those guys, they got the cooties. Get away from me, you know? Fast forward a couple years in, and me and this guy got it. We started, you know, understanding that, hey, man, we're in this together, right? I like this job. He likes his job. And we started to learn. We started to get better. And we soon found the veterans were coming to us asking us for help. And, I mean, how flattering was that?
We love those guys.
We found our calling. I mean, for us, me and this guy here never, not one day in our careers, took a test to get promoted. We stayed detectives. We could have been sergeants, lieutenants, captains. Who knows, chief of police, but we didn't want to.
We love
you
them
get promoted, mm-hmm. promoted, you leave the unit. Right. That's how much we like what we do.
And that's what really shows on the show, guys. If you hadn't seen it yet, ATL Homicide. Again, we've got David and Vince who worked the streets here in Atlanta for years. And now one looks like he's semi-retired. We'll talk about what you guys have been doing since you left APD in a second. But it's that natural chemistry, you know, which I think, you know, we have it on our show. And you've got to have it in your job. Otherwise, if you don't like the guy you're working with, it obviously makes it a grind.
That's right. That's right. We are... we are who we are. Like, we didn't ask to be partners. And, you know, this is a story I think I told... at either his retirement party or mine, and he's probably tired of hearing this. But, I mean, I think at some point in life, things happen. People come together, and you realize, you know, it's a gift. You know, and this guy, he's my brother. Like, this is
not, doubt.
You know, like, I don't know if our blood is really compatible, if I can donate to him. But that's my brother nonetheless. You know, I've got two kidneys, and if he needed one, he's got it.
It's done. David, now, both of you guys have your own specific skill set. Now, on the show, and I'm laughing at this because I'm like, you were the guy they said could talk your way into anything. You had people that didn't want to talk. You made them talk. You got stuff out of them. And Vince, you were a guy, was a tech guy maybe before a lot of people were using the tech stuff to use and solve crimes.
Go ahead.
He's the first. Vince was the first one in our unit to use cell phone technology. This brother arrived to work every day in a spaceship. I'm around the way, brother. You know what I mean? I'm a rumble tumble. I love the housing projects. I married a girl from Perry Homes, the biggest housing project in Georgia. I love that woman. And I'm saying that's what I'm from. I'm about them streets. Vinny, we brought that thing together because of the passion. The passion of serving our people in Atlanta. We love Atlanta. That's our city. You know, we got this new sister for a mayor. We love her. And we're trying to make sure people understand how we did it. TV One understood that we wanted to tell our story the way we tell our story. Nothing varnished or changed. They said, we're going to let you be who you are. Tell your own diaries. And that's what we did.
It's a great show, guys. That's why we're trying to help you to it. I think you guys trust our judgment. We try to turn you on to some new programming. TV One is the network. It is ATL Homicide. Talking with the detectives who basically star it. It's their live stories that are out there. How do you like the way it's come out? I mean, the finished product. How happy are you?
Lovely,
with it?
Lovely. I mean, we couldn't. We've seen the rough cuts and... You know, the finished product is 10 times better than the rough cut. I mean, from the production quality to the sound to the acting and everybody's acting, not just the guys that play us. I mean, to the bad guy actor and the witness actors. I think they did a really good job. And, you know, if you notice, we always try to include a real life family member to show, you know, the devastation and show how serious this is. It's not about, you know. David and I, we are not about, like, it's not like we're patting ourselves on the back. We've never been that way. You know, one thing you mentioned, like, you know, he's the guy that can go out and, you know, charm the, you know, pants off of a polar bear. But at the same time, anybody we spoke to, and he mentioned that earlier, from the victim to the victim's family to the bad guy's family, we treat him with respect. So I think the show is a good representation of us. We have a hand in some of the production. We have a hand in the scripts. So we have a say. And it's important for us to have that say, and I think it's a good job so far.
All right, so, you know, from the TV standpoint, I'm watching and I'm going, there had to be times that you're on the verge of solving one of these cases, and your life was in jeopardy. Was that ever the case, where you track somebody down, and all of a sudden now, it's real?
Yeah. Those doors were real,
oh, yeah.
Bro. I mean, it was sometimes, and with the grace of God, you know, me and Vince knocked on some doors where things could have went other ways, but... We love our people, and it was always someone on the other side of that door to talk sense into the fool that might have been doing something stupid. We embraced our homicide investigations community. If you're a homicide detective in America, you've got to embrace community. It's not ego. You got to put your ego on the shelf because cops have egos. You know, when that brother of our victim comes and says, I can find out what happened to this case on my brother that got killed, we're like, what? But, you know, let's take a chance on this. Let's take a flyer on this guy and see what happens. If you watch the show on Monday, you'll see actually what happened.
You know, let me add to that. I got a really quick, funny story. Right before he retired, we knock on a door with another detective. And we open the door. There's like an AK-47 leaning up. There's some music playing. We go into another room. There's a gun on the table. So, you know, we're pulling our guns out, you know. So imagine these three old guys, right, like stepping through this kitchen. And we look back at this other guy. I won't mention his name because we love him to death. And he's doing the one-legged hop trying to get this little 38 off of his ankle. So we're like, pause, hold up, stop. Everybody, let's back out of here. I'm like, bro, can you get this gun out? Can you get it out? Come on. We about to get shot here, and you're over here.
It took so long for them to get out. Them jokers jumped out the window and left all
the shoppers. They left all the dope. They left. You know, we were there for a homicide warrant.
You know what I mean?
You know.
Thank God.
There's a burning cigarette in the ashtray. We're like, okay, you know. Sorry, guys. We're sorry we couldn't arrest you right now. We're waiting on our partner to get his gun out of his holster.
I just don't want it to get lost, though. The families, every family loses. The suspect's family and the family of a victim. We always encumbered those family members, even of the accused, with hospitality. We had open doors. Mm-hmm. First thing we would do when we had somebody as a suspect, go see his mama who raised him. Mama, your son, you know, he did this. We need to talk about this. And that way, you know, unfortunately, she may have a son or a relative get killed years later, and you've established that relationship. We love Atlanta.
That's one of the episodes you just watched the other night where you find his remains and the kid, you know, made a few wrong turns, wasn't a bad kid, overtly got tied up in the drug trade. And again, you're telling the human side of the story, yet obviously it still makes for great drama. It's Vince Velasquez, David Quinn with us live in studio, guys. It is ATL Homicide is the show. Carl and I always joke around about this. From your experience, the husband always did it, right?
You know, one would think, you know, if you look. Actually, I don't know. The last episode, if you missed it, I won't ruin it for you, but there's a husband in this one. I think two before that was a husband. And, you know, that's common sense, you know. Always got to look at the spouse. Right. Always.
It's crazy, man. This show is really entertaining. But more importantly, guys, you know, and I think when the show started, I'm watching, you know, and it's like, I think it's your voice, Dave, and you're like, Atlanta has an underbelly. And I'm like, whoa, you know, you're capturing me right now. But there is, man. We love how this city has grown, what it's become, what it is now. It's one of the, you know, it's an international city.
No doubt.
All these TV shows, movies are being done here. There's so That's much right. going on. The music world, entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
But they're also, this is the other part of it. And we live in a big city where real stuff happens.
We're
in
a real city.
You
right,
know?
Right where we're at right now, stuff happens right here. People have no clue. Not far from where we're sitting today, you know, homicide cases we've handled in the middle of Buckhead, the middle of downtown, midtown. It's not just, you know, the disenfranchised neighborhoods, you know. And are we safe? You know, for the most part, we're all safe, you know, but there's some real bad people out there. And people, you know, and you, when you watch the series, you're going to see it goes from the spectrum. It goes from this side of the city to the other side of the city and all in the middle.
Mm-hmm. Man, it's, check it out. Mondays. By the way, what are you guys doing now? I know you're retired, Vince.
I'm a consultant. I have my own consulting firm, do security consulting, have many clients, and then the show. Mm-hmm. And we're doing some other media adventures as well.
Okay, man.
And I'm just, I actually consult with the city of Atlanta. I retired after 30 years.
Congrats.
And I'm there if they need me in a homicide unit to kind of, you know, mentor and help young detectives find their way. Other than that, we're looking for what's next, chapter 2, 3, and 4. That's what we're looking for.
Now, full disclosure. So, you know, Mike said this off the air, but he shared it on the air. My brother was in the military police officer. Mm-hmm. Mike's dad was a detective.
Awesome.
We have sponsored and been a part of, you know, Atlanta Police Department events, whether it's, you know, charity events, whatever.
Right.
We love the men and women who serve our city, but we appreciate what you guys are doing to put the message out there.
That means a lot.
Appreciate
Thank you.
That. That means a whole lot, brother.
Thank you.
Yeah, man.
Well, don't be strangers, man. We'll get you in.
We'd love to be back.
Thanks for having
us. Some football.
By the way, first show in Atlanta to embrace you guys.
First show.
Right here.
2.9.
Right here.
The game. That's what's up.
Number one.
All right,
92.9.
Man. Appreciate y'all.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.